Norfolk Today presents Whitehorse Family Entertainment Center. Hooray for coaches.
Hey, Matt LeBlanc here, and it's Hooray for Coaches Day. On the phone with me is Rebecca Suprin. You may know her if you have some kids who have played soccer over the past couple of years. She is well known with youth soccer here in Simcoe. The first question we have for you, Rebecca, is just what got you involved in sports to begin with?
I've been coaching since high school. I coached gymnastics back with the, I don't know if we were calling it the Port Dover Gymnastics Club way back in the day. That is ultimately, I guess, what began my coaching career, if you want to call it that. So I coached for quite a few years when I was in high school. And then when I was in university, a couple of mums actually called me, and they were coaching their kids soccer here in town and had no idea what to do. They had just raised their hand as volunteers because no one else was willing or able. But they could admittedly, they admitted that they didn't know anything about soccer and they were quite lost. So then I came and helped them in the summer. And so that's kind of what got me restarted, I guess, after a little bit of a hiatus.
Now, you got into soccer out of circumstance. You got asked to help out. What has kept you going teaching soccer and coaching these kids?
Well, it's always been one of my greatest passions, I guess, is playing soccer and the sport of soccer. I've been playing myself since I was 8. I still play today in the women's league. So I have many years of playing experience under my belt. But I myself actually had an amazing soccer coach here locally, David Walker, and he began coaching as a dad to his own daughter, who is my same age. But then he stuck with us and the same group of us girls for over 20 years. So, like, where do I even begin as to what I got out of it? It was a sense of another family, really, that I have with my soccer teammates. And I am just a huge believer in the importance of not just being active, but being active in a team sport environment.
Now, this is a bit of a tricky question, but looking back over the years, are there any challenges or any issues that have come up that you've had to overcome, something that you can look back over the many years and say that it's something that you've had to deal with that's been a bit tricky to navigate?
I think one piece of that might just be in navigating the stuff for the kids that actually has nothing to do with the sport itself. So, you know, when kids are coming to the field or not coming to the field because of difficulties in their home life or interpersonally, things that are weighing on them. I mean, kids take in so much more than we realize that they do. And we think that we've kept adult stuff apart, but we haven't necessarily done a good job. So when you see a kid coming to the field and you can tell that they maybe haven't had enough to eat that day or haven't been getting proper sleep, or that something's obviously been going on at home for them and they're not engaged. Dealing with the kids whose parents, although supportive, will, for example, pay them if they score goals. That one actually is difficult. So trying to change the mindset of kids, especially in a team sport, from that individual play to a team play. And that would be absolutely the case for soccer.
Now, is there anything that maybe you're proud of that really stands out for you over these years? Something that is like a big accomplishment, or just like, yeah, something that you're proud of? Back over the years of coaching soccer, maybe even going back to the gymnastic days, is there anything that really stands out, an accomplishment, or anything that just really is something that you're proud of?
No, I can't say that there is one thing, because each year and each team brings different sources of pride for me. I can say that there has never been a year that I haven't had something that I am proud of on the field, from the kids, from the players.
Lastly, thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Absolutely. Thanks so much for doing this piece and making coaching something that's out there for people to understand the importance of.